Larry Bisping is one of those people who doesn't really wear his heart on his sleeve. He talks about losing his home that he's lived in for 9 years, or the fact that it's been hard for him to find work, or that he may have to file bankruptcy. And he stays pretty even. But when the subject turns to his 8-year-old daughter, Marissa, his striking blue eyes well up.
I just can't picture myself telling her I gotta move out, you know? Just can't picture that. All she knows is this house.
Bisping says that house is more his daughter's than his own, and that's why he's fighting to keep it. When manufacturing work started to dry up, he had trouble paying his mortgage, he wasn't able to get help from the bank, and didn't know whom to call.
That's why when I saw 21st Century, I figured it was a good thing to do. It didn't turn out that way.
21st Century Legal Services is the name of a California-based company that offers loan remodifications. Bisping called them. They sent someone out with papers for him to sign, and he gave them 3 checks, totaling about $2,100. They advised him not to pay his mortgage in the meantime. After a couple weeks went by, he hadn't heard anything and started to get nervous, so he gave 21st Century a call.
She's like, how can we help you? I was like, we haven't yet. And she's like, oh, one of them calls. She's like, hold on. So she pushed me off to somebody else. And then somebody else came on the line. And I was telling them the situation and everything. And I told them, you know, I'd like my money back. They're like, well, we'll contact finance and have them get a hold of you.
Bisping didn't hear from 21st Century after that. He contacted a lawyer who's helping him keep his home. The lawyer advised Bisping to cancel the last check, but it's unlikely he'll get the other $1,400 back.
If you're one of millions of Americans in danger of foreclosure, don't wait. As banks are changing guidelines almost daily, certain options that are available today may not be available indefinitely.
This commercial is on 21st Century's website, and according to Ohio Attorney General Richard Cordray, it's exactly the kind of message that scammers want consumers to hear.
A lot of these people are pretty desperate because they're behind on their mortgages. They're in danger of losing their homes. They believe that these people are going to help them, and then people get roped in, they start paying them money, and then they find to their sadness that they aren't really doing any of the things they said.
That's why Cordray's office has been working to get these businesses out of Ohio. The Attorney General's office has issued cease and desist orders to 21st Century and 24 other similar companies. Cordray says the scams are getting worse.
I can tell you that 2 years ago it was not a problem at all in Ohio. Now that we're in the middle of this foreclosure crisis and the predators know that people are desperate, they have decided this is a money-making proposition for them to offer services, seek payments up front, and then not deliver.
Cordray says 21st Century has systematically failed to deliver. So over the course of 3 days, I left messages with the company, got passed around, got hung up on, and I finally got the name of a lawyer representing the firm. Muhammad Nime was willing to talk to me on the record, but not on tape. Basically, he says that loan modifications take time, and that can frustrate customers. He says 21st Century has broken no laws. Whether or not 21st Century acted legally will be worked out in court, but the Attorney General's office hopes that others will come forward anytime they feel they've been a victim of a mortgage refinance scam.
We always assume that if we get a call, there's probably 10 to 50 other people who didn't know to call us or didn't think it was worthwhile, you know, had already lost hope.
Even though Larry Bisping hasn't lost hope, he's not jumping to take legal action against 21st Century either. He's not part of the Attorney General's investigation. Right now, he's more concerned about keeping his home.
That could be more money out of my pocket. So, I mean, the fine line of what you want to do. And that's, I guess, usually what the companies want. You don't have the money to pursue this, so you don't know what's going to happen.
Bisping's family is depending on him, and he leans on them, too. His daughter, Marissa, even offered to give him money from her piggy bank. She'd earned it running a Kool-Aid stand. He didn't take it, but her support does give him some comfort as he waits to find out if he can stay in his home. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.